commission was created by President Cyril Ramaphosa in 2025 to look into claims of corruption in the Gauteng criminal justice system. And now it's literally spreading across the country because so many questions, misgivings, second guessing, lack of trust within SAPS between South African civilians and SAPS. But let's be honest, that has been happening for a number of years, that lack of trust. So the claims were disclosed by KZN Police Commissioner Kwanazi in July last year. Explosive, and he spoke to the country directly. Online organized crime expert Chad Thomas to explain the current situation and where things stand at the moment. Chad, good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Day 45, Chad. What are the current standings like of the Matlanga Commission?
Look, I didn't think we could get shocked, and I thought to myself that, you know, most of the bombs were out of the way, but we had more bombshells today. Today we had two different witnesses, both testifying to alleged interference from Minister Mkhunu. Minister Mkhunu wanting to find out about politicians standing for wards in the northern KwaZulu-Natal. Minister Mkhunu wanting to find out about murder investigations. Minister Mkhunu trying to convince people to write certain things in statements. So a very interesting day that shows a completely different aspect of the whole Mkhunu aspect to this particular matter.
So initially we thought perhaps the focus would be on KZN, but there's lots of talk around Gauteng as well and other regions. Chad, can we expect this to spread even further?
Look, if you've got a deficit in leadership of the police at head office, you're going to have this trickle down to the entire country. So although the PKTT was originally established to investigate political killings in KZN and they then moved up to Gauteng to continue the investigations, the fact remains that the allegations made by Mkhunu involved crime intelligence when he disbanded the PKTT on the 31st of December 2024.